This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a text asking, will we be able to stream the new show on EEI? Yes, of course you can at WEEI.com. What are you laughing about, Spence?
This is the stupidest question ever. WEEI is the flagship station of freaking Intercom in Boston. No, they don't stream at all. They're not on the internet.
They're on the radio.com app.
Their app is better than AAF's app. It freaking works. There's no 30. Whatever. There's probably no 30-second delay between AAF. Greg says something, and a half hour later, someone's like, "Oh, did I win the tickets on EEI? It's real time." It's all the trust me, I used to work here. Hey, can I get a raise? No. All the money goes to EEI. Trust me.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, morning show. It's Other Jeff. Happy Monday.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for your birthday present.
Congratulations, Mike. I'm glad you're getting your own show. That's awesome again.
Thanks, man.
Greg, you've been saying about the longevity. That's why the pain point for you guys and for us, the listeners. I made a little relationship thing because I'm as old as you are.
Yeah.
Between EJ Crummy, Bob and Zip, Drew and Karen, they probably had 10 years total, and you've got 28, which makes this why it's so significant a thing in your career and what you've done and all the impact that the four of you guys have made on all of us. So,
well, I feel the exact same way. If you don't think it's a difficult thing to decide to do, then you don't understand it, because it's very difficult. I grew up here, and I grew old here, and I'm old, and so it's really, really difficult. But
right, and that's why it's hard on us, because you've been part of that for 28 years with us, especially a guy like me who's listened for so long, and it's why I've always said the dynamic is the four of you and how you let us interact with you. So I can't wish nothing but the four of you the best. I think this is awesome the way you explained it, and I wish you all congratulations. So,
all right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Can I please... Well, maybe I'm the only one that has the nuts to even, like, call you out.
Yeah, of course.
It's like Ray Bourque going to Colorado.
Yeah.
You played on the crappy Bruins for a long time. You made it to the Stanley Cup, but to win the Stanley Cup, you had to go somewhere else.
There's nothing against
the Bruins. There's nothing against AAF. They should have did it in 2008 when I was on the show, and we were actually number one on like a butt, because I remember, because I got a fat ass bonus for it. They should have realized then that you've been taking a crap, whatever you called it, a dysfunctional signal, and making it better. So for everybody, for, you know how many people made money off of you because you were here? And then they act like it's not a Kyrie decision for Greg to leave. Oh, more money? I'm out.
Like, well, how do you know I even got more money? I mean, maybe I took less.
Zero chance that happens, guy.
Maybe I took...
Coming from the people that have always heard that as the excuse maybe, every year during contract.
You deserve more, though. Like, yes. Listen, I don't care. Forget it, because I'm not obsessed about money like I was when I was younger.
Because you have
deserve,
it now?
You deserve... No, I don't. I'm so in debt, it's insane. You guys, you think debt is debt? I'm like $1 million in debt. You have no clue. Just... Mm-hmm. You deserve all the money you get, and then some. You're
kid,
a great host.
Kid, you are working so hard.
Yeah, right?
He really wants a job, LB. He really wants.
It's starting to get uncomfortable.
It might, LB. Who was the guy that we had on the show a few months back? And he went to your...
Andy King?
Yeah, it might get real uncomfortable in here, kid.
Yes.
You can't do that on EEI.
So you will be able to hear... The Michael and Lyndon show in the afternoon on WAF, and you can listen to Danielle and I and other soon to be announced individuals
TBD
on WEEI, and that is, I think that, and so somebody earlier said it was the best of both worlds. So you get us in the morning, and you get these guys in the afternoon.
Mike and stuff.
Mike.
I like that.
Mike and stuff. Mike and things.
Michael and Lyndon sounds like an NPR cooking program.
You should call it Michael and Lyndon 2 days a week or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Or whatever.
Occasionally Lyndon.
And Michael And Michael and sometimes Lyndon is what you should
and
call
today
it.
We're going to do spaghetti chicken Alfredo.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and for those asking what will happen here mornings at WAF, I don't know that they have a plan yet for that.
It's a fluid situation.
It is. But I'm sure that they will. I'm certain that they will create a fantastic morning show here at WAAF. Mm-hmm. At Spaz, maybe that's where you ought to. Maybe you should set your sights on that.
No, if offered, I will decline.
Oh, really?
Washington said, if nominated, I will not serve.
Oh, really?
No, that's it. I either go to EEI or I go nowhere.
That's it.
Mornings on EEI and all the rest of the radio stations can stop calling me as well. I'm with Hillman.
Let's see. Texter wants to know if Shu will be playing music in the afternoon. Yes, he loves
yes,
music.
Yes, I will.
That's his.
You play music?
That's his thing.
Question? No, yes. We're good. I'll be next up, Van Halen.
Let's see. Here's somebody who said, now, I love this question, but I'll go ahead. This is a 978 text. It says, ultimately, though, Greg, it was your choice. You could have said no thank you, right? I suppose I could have said no thank you, but I'm not sure where... What stead that puts you in the light of the people who employ you? I don't know. Maybe I'm different than other people, but I feel fortunate to work for people who have continued to support me and pay me, and the check doesn't bounce. And so I'm very, I feel I owe a debt to the people who've employed me for 20 something years. So I generally, when they're interested in talking about something, I generally hear what they have to say because I work for them. So
if the shoe were on the other foot, the likelihood that scenario would have played out is probably nil, and nor should anyone have expected it to. It's like, you know, this isn't 1987 when Bob got cut from the widget factory and everybody stopped the production lines.
Yeah.
You don't have to brown nose. You're going with
it. No, it's not that.
We have a walkout?
You're all set.
Okay.
Yes. Remember when Spaz walked out? We should replay that when Spaz walked out. Yeah. When Spaz walked out on the show.
That was outstanding.
Let's see. This is Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Call.
What's up, Vicky?
I'm a little sad. I've been listening to AAF since the Whip 'em Out Wednesday days when I drive down Route 9 and couldn't help but almost get hit by a tractor trailer trying to get me to show myself. Mike and Lyndon's show, I just want to say, Mike, if I call you all, can we talk about beer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll drink some.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But seriously, I want to thank you all. I have found a huge mentor in Danielle and a friend, and you guys inspired a career change for me personally. And so this show, like the last caller said, you know, we have a relationship with you, and it's been a lot of fun. So I have some great memories. I will miss you all, LB. I adore you. I'm glad you're staying there. And Spaz, you are hands down still one of my favorites. So whatever you do, I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll hear you again. In fact, I'm sure we will.
Absolutely.
There's no. The sad thing about it is there's no offer. I got. You know how many people call me this weekend and ask me what this meant for me? And I'm like, nothing. What do you mean? It doesn't mean anything for me.
I mean,
there's no offer. Nobody offers me anything.
What about what happened to the power of ask?
I ask every time I see people. Listen, you must have tipped people off that I was coming because none of the bosses are going to be here today. They're all like, oh, the freaking kid's going to come in and he's going to talk to me for a half hour and then ask for a job.
I strongly believe in the power of asking.
The power of asking.
It does help sometimes. I did get to go to the Super Bowl twice. Phenomenal sports moment where I made national news twice, 2 years in a row. Right.
Yes, you did.
In a sports-related field. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I know it's not going to have beat sports. I don't know what you're going to do over there, it is a sports station, the other parts.
Yeah.
The people might think about that and say, hey, you know, we could have a guy on the
street. We could have a guy who gets national press for himself, yes.
Coach, WAF Boston. It's a kind of a unique question with the social media. Could I come up there and take a selfie with you, Coach? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later, all right?
Is it maybe if I just got in front of the podium and you waved?
Next question.
Sounds like the boss is here. Hey, can I get a job? We'll get to that later.
Let's see. Two questions. why not combine the shows? I don't know what that means.
Play them on both signals?
Play them on both signals?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that they, why would they, I don't know what, why they would do that. I mean, I don't know. I think they, why wouldn't they, I mean, why wouldn't they try to create a morning show here that's different? That is, mm-hmm. I mean, and you don't want to do mornings. Several texters have asked why Shu, you didn't say I want to host the morning show,
right?
Because
yeah.
you don't like getting up or something.
No, seriously.
And then the other question from this person is why the name change? And the name change is because it's not the Hillman Morning Show. I don't the Hillman Morning Show has been. This group of people who are in here right now, plus others. I mean, mm-hmm. There's been a lot of, we had DC as a producer. We had Chris Engel as a mm-hmm. producer. Mm-hmm. We had Reverend Rob as a producer. So
that, we had DeJondo. Don't forget about Super Producer Dave.
Super Producer Dave. So I wouldn't feel right with having it be the Hillman Morning Show because it's not. It's a new show.
Do you have a name?
The Greg Hill Show. We got really creative.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
That's what it's called. Yes, that's what it's called, is the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Simple, but effective.
That's right, LB. Let's see. Hold on a second. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. Listen, I just have a question for you. I haven't heard nothing on the Greg Hill Foundation that you do. That's still going to be continuing and
yes.
whatnot?
Yes, the foundation will continue, and I hope that everybody who has very generously supported it for the last 9 years will continue to do so. And
absolutely, it's a great foundation.
Yeah, and so absolutely. Matt Frazier's on the phone. I wonder if he saw this coming.
Matt, if he really is, I'm
he is. He is. Yes. Hello, Matt. Matt, what's up?
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you, LB, Danielle, for having me on your show. I mean, I'm sure it's not just me, but the many people that you've had on, seriously, you have made my career, all of you.
Oh,
and I want to thank you for having me on so many times, for allowing me to engage with your fans and your followers. And I got to tell you this, no matter where I go, you're the only radio station where people come up to me and say, I've heard you on the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh,
no other place has said to me, you know, I've heard you on this radio show, that radio show, whatever. No other radio show. It's your fans, your followers that have come up to me and say, you know, I've heard you on WAF. I've heard you on Greg Hill's show. So that, I think that speaks volumes at how much you all are loved and how many people follow you and how many people listen to you day to day. I mean, I've never been on a radio show that has the following that you guys have, that have the fans that you guys have. And this isn't just in Massachusetts. I mean, when I go to Connecticut, when I go to New Hampshire, when I go places where your signal doesn't even reach, I don't know how you're reaching these people, mm-hmm. but people will come up to me and said, I have heard you on WAAF. And if there's one thing that I can say, it's that your fans and your followers are loyal. So as though everyone's saying like this is a or acting like this is a goodbye, I know that everyone's going to be following you to WEEI. I mean, I'm in Rhode Island. I don't get WAAF. But I'm listening to you right now, you know, streaming on the internet. So I just want to thank you guys for all that you have done. Greg, you're one of those few people where you've had me on the show. You've never asked anything in return, ever. And that goes for all of you. You know, there's so many radio shows where, you know, they try to barter with you or try to, you know, get you on to get something for themselves. And that's never been the case with WAAF and with your show. You know, you have your guests on because you love having them on, and more importantly, you love coming to work and doing what you do. I know sometimes you joke about it, but you do. And I think that's the reason why, you know, so many people love all of you. So I just wanted to tune in to thank you and thank you for what you've done for me and what you've done for so many of us who have been on your show.
Oh, Matt, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well,
thank
Maddie,
you very much.
Thanks for bringing closure and peacefulness to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, making me cry in a truck in Weymouth.
That's right. He did make you cry. Yes, he did.
That's so unfair.
Let's see here. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Long time. LB, you are the berries. You will be missed. Greg, I appreciate what you've done all these years. I will be following you to EEI, and I will thank you for putting a smile on my face every morning. And I look forward to more.
Oh, all right. Well, Kevin, I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we, well, should we play the Trump stuff before Hill Mail or should we play it after? We're way late on Hill Mail. Maybe we should play Hill Mail.
Yeah, let's.
And then I, you know, over the weekend here at the station, they were teasing the Trump interview that I believe Spaz gets the credit for setting up.
I'll take it.
Many, many, many years ago. I want to replay some of that. And we're up for this week replaying anything, anything and everything. So if there are things that you want to hear, things that you would like to relive, we will be happy to play those throughout the week. But right now it is 8:15, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. What's happening over there, Shu?
I don't know what's happening.
That was me.
That was,
I took the board.
Spaz is, yeah, all right.
Sorry. I have that effect on
Spaz is rubbing off on you.
Here we go.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, I'd like to wish my FWB a very happy birthday. I've been with you since the beginning.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof from East Coast Metal Roofing. Go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous couple of days.
Friday, 7:28 a.m.
What, you think it's okay for people on social media sites to say I have small hands and they go die? You think that's okay?
End of message.
I mean, it's people. Some of these people all over me on the social media
over the weekend.
I mean,
it was
just
a very
absolutely
busy weekend on the Twitters.
Absolutely relentless, some of these people.
Friday, 9:05 a.m.
Greg, on Friday, Scott was right when he was saying you do a great job about letting the guests talk. I would recommend one change in that, though, that when Scott from Weymouth calls, don't let the guests talk.
Oh. End of message. Friday, 2:33 p.m.
So, while I was listening to the podcast, I heard, Mr. Mikey there, we love him to death, we do, give the happy birthday to Danielle. And all I can think of is this. How creepy is it? How creepy is it for Michael to sing happy birthday? How creepy is it?
End of message. 4:26 p.m.
Well, you know, 5 years ago, I was proposed with the question, what would Danielle do first, get pregnant or work for another radio station? I for sure would have said get pregnant, but... Well, I'm glad I didn't actually get that question proposed to me 5 years ago because I would have egg on my face today.
End of message.
Does a food baby count? Because I've had a lot of those.
Have you had a lot of those? Food babies.
5:58 p.m.
So, Danielle, with you going to WEEI starting on the 29th, is there any chance that you could be bringing back Lisa Jackson? Asking for a friend.
End of message.
Lisa Jackson, I actually did get several texts over the weekend asking if Lisa Jackson was now going to be transitioning to EEI.
Do you guys, one of my favorite things, Danielle has a lot of highlights, but please tell me you guys have the Steven Tyler question.
Oh, yeah, of course.
One of my favorite things from Danielle. Yes. All right, so play it later or something. We could get into it later when we're not in Hillmail. It's gold.
It's gold.
It really is gold.
6:01 p.m.
Text. I'm sure there's 100 other voicemails like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I love you, and I miss you.
End of message.
A texter wants me to make sure I bring the creaky chair with me.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
And the papers. I will bring lots of papers to shuffle, and creaky chair will come along with me.
If Stiz winds up working with us, maybe he can be a dedicated creaky chair noise guy.
Maybe.
So you can just flag him down when you want it to seem like you're going back and forth in that chair.
8:38 p.m.
So I just read an article that on July 29th,
Greg Hill Morning Show is going to be on WEEI. And then the article said that Danielle's going with you and other guests. Are we splitting up the team? Because if I have to make a decision to listen to Greg and Danielle or Shu and LB on AAF, I mean, this is going to be the hottest decision of my life. And who gets the donut, Lassie?
End of message.
Yeah. Who gets donut, Lassie? That's the big question.
Saturday, 7:55 a.m.
Well, Greg Hill and George Jefferson, moving on up.
End of message. Saturday, 8:39 a.m.
Hello? Hello? You guys still there? Hello? What? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Well, I'm going to miss this show, man. I've listened to you, got up and listened to you guys every morning for a long, long, agonizing, long time. Well, all good things must come to an end. LB, what'd it take you, like 25 years to wreck this show? Good job, buddy.
End of message. Saturday, 5:51 p.m.
Now that the musical chairs is over, Greg and Danielle are off to EEI and Shu is on afternoons. But the press release seemed to leave someone's future in doubt, a guy that's been on AAF for so many years. Not every listener appreciates him, but every once in a while, he's stepped up. So I want to wish him good luck. Here's to you, Bob Hanna.
And
well done,
Bobber.
That was well executed. Well
love Hanna. Well
I mean, jeez. Yes. I mean, you just stepped right in and took Bob Hanna's job there, Shu. I mean, what the hell?
Bob Hanna's very happy now, supplying us with delicious seafood.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Sunday, 7:16 p.m.
Greg, I really scoff from Weymouth. It's gotten clingy, calling every day, and you probably regret inviting him to the pool party. He's like that acquaintance you have drunken sex with, and afterwards they think you're in a relationship. But do you have to change radio stations to avoid him? Couldn't you just block his number or something?
End of message.
Scott probably already calls the new show, so don't even have to tell
he's
him. Calls the new station already, so don't even have to give him the number or anything. He's probably already calling.
2:53 a.m.
I see what happened. So Greg does the bet to wax the front of his chest. And then he decides to switch radio stations so he doesn't have to follow through because the Sox are going to win. All right, touche, Greggio, touche.
End of message.
Oh, I think I'm with Hillman. I think I got on that bandwagon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're it's in tough shape.
Oh, wait a minute. You're finally off of the Sox bandwagon after this weekend, LB. I knew you'd be there. I knew you'd be there.
Her sale was pitching like Spaz rights.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah.
You guys watch. Wait. There's baseball? You guys watch baseball?
Yes, there's baseball.
Does anybody watch baseball? Yes.
Wow. Well, and after this series.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on Tampa Bay, Yankees. Yankees, home and away, home and away.
Well, what about, I mean, normally sale ends up lasting till about September 1 or whatever before. Now it's July 15th.
4:15 a.m.
I can't believe it, Greg. Really? This is your last resort to not pay up that $100? Are you kidding me? You're going to move a radio station and just completely try to, ignore the $100 bet you made? Just pay up, Greg. This is ridiculous. But honestly, pretty sad to hear the news, guys. I wish you all luck in your endeavors. And, Greg, just please, keep Hill Mail. That's all I ask, buddy. Keep Hill Mail.
End of message.
Got to figure out what we're going to keep or not keep. Here's a text asking if this was just the last Miss Bikini pageant ever. I don't know if that would fly on the new station or not. I don't have to figure it out.
Mike Shu can do it. Well, Shu do it in the afternoon.
You can come and
guest host.
I'll do it at my blow-up pool in my backyard.
And just an FYI for FYI for people over on Causeway Street, my homeless clothes will be black, gold, and white.
5:24 a.m.
Sorry about almost dropping the S-bomb. I didn't quite say it, but I'm appreciating the fact you dumped me out. I'm driving a tractor-trailer for the first time. Just got me license. Mrs. Shu grabbed me a bit inappropriately, and I said what I said. I'm so sorry. I love you guys. I can't believe you're splitting up. Oh, my God, what'll I do? I could have to bounce between radio stations. Perhaps I'll record it. Are you both on radio.com? I could merge the shows together. I have people that can do that, blend things. Have a good day. You've ruined mine.
End of message.
That is Benedict Cumberbatch checking in.
5:38 a.m.
You have to kind of feel bad for Scott from Weymouth.
because now that Jerry Callahan and the sports show aren't on the air anymore, that's one less talk show he'll be able to call with.
End of message.
That's true. It really is true.
5:50 a.m.
Hi, Craig. Congratulations, buddy. Moving over to WEEI, the number one sports channel in Boston. But, Greg, now that you're moving over there, are we going to hear a lot of stories about Double Zero and how he rode the pine all through high school?
End of message.
Yes. Yeah, lots of high school basketball talk on the new show.
Unlike some of these sports broadcasters, you've played the game,
That's
Greg.
Right. I've played the game.
Well, you were at the game.
I know what I'm talking about. I was at the game for 1 to 2 innings.
Right.
Many, many, many times.
5:56 a.m.
So the Hillman Morning Show is moving. Well, if it's anything like when people move around here, they'll disappear in the middle of the night because they're 6 months behind in the rent and about to be evicted, and they will, of course, leave all their cats behind, which will invariably wander into my yard, and I'll end up taking care of them.
End of message.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Yeah, Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. And, of course, we have 4 days left for you to leave some kind of a tribute Hill Mail voicemail message if you want.
You guys should do an obituary for LB. Because he's not going to be on the show. God forbid something ever happens to him.
What is wrong with you?
He's been a loyal friend to you.
Dick.
And that's a friend sticking up for a friend.
First of all, do you know anybody that's happier being, without a job than me?
Right? That's a dream, guys.
Excuse me. I'm just sorry. I've chatted her up a little bit over the years. Her name's Annie.
Oh, you are lucky. I'll give you that.
You know, I'm going to clean the house.
I was just thinking of a good send-off for the kid. That's all.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's... How many days are you going to be on the shoe show? Will it be a five-day-a-week thing, or is it just going to be a one... Maybe like one day, maybe during hockey season, one day away. Like how?
A call in?
How often? I mean, maybe you could call in from the Medicator in the afternoon.
Shu brought it up to me today. We're gonna have a negotiation on Thursday, and we'll figure it out. We'll
like go Tom Brokaw,
I'm gonna play hardball. You know what I mean? Like an hour.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, do Shu and LB still have to share an office? Who's getting Greg's office?
We haven't shared an office in some time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. LB has a desk and a cube next to mine, which he's never been to.
Does he know that?
Yes, he does. I said, LB, your mail's stacking up back there. You got to do something about it.
Yeah, I got it, kid.
I hear it. I hear it from everybody. Do you ever go to your email? I'm like, for what?
I'm gonna keep my office right up here on the top floor.
Thank
man.
God, because I did not want to share one with you.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm gonna keep my office. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Wow. So we all go away for the weekend, and this happens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations, you guys. Greg, it's been a long road since B66.
Yes, it has.
All I can ask of you guys is this: we need to party. I don't care whether it's in Worcester or in Westboro. We need a party.
Maybe we'll have a party Friday.
That'd be cool.
Maybe Thursday. Might want to go away for the weekend. Maybe we'll do it on Thursday. Maybe we'll have a party.
Are you working Fridays in the summer? Or have you been working?
I have to work Fridays probably in the new place. It wouldn't be right to like take the new job and then take every Friday off. Yes. I don't know how that would fly. So I'm gonna have to work. I'm gonna have to work Fridays throughout the whole summer.
From Nantucket.
Maybe I could. I don't know. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Brian?
I just had a couple questions. Number one, not to get into the whole political thing, obviously, but Callahan had his views or whatever, and obviously I've listened to you for many years because of your views being, being conservative and stuff. Like, what do you think is going to happen when you get over there? Is your show going to be not the same anymore because, you can't really stay with such
I can say, first of all, Brian, I could say anything that I want, and there's no reason for me. Listen, this station, I've been at this station for 29 years. So,
I know. I know you will say what you want. I'm saying when you get over there,
will they let me
losing his show after 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, this is my, the first thing that I want, I said this earlier and I want to say it again. I've known Jerry for a long, long time. I have deep respect for Jerry Callahan. He has done an amazing job hosting that show with John Dennis and with Kirk for 20 years, almost 20 years. Yeah. I went on Kirk's podcast a while ago and talked about this. So I'm not going to, I don't want to sit here and talk about what ratings are and where this show is rated, where that, I, that's not,
right.
They've done an amazing job. I would, I relish the opportunity to have this, a version of this show heard on a full signal station. And so they're not, I'm not taking a job after doing this at the same place for 29 years where somebody's going to neuter me and tell me what I can and can't say.
Oh,
but
oh,
I also,
neuter, good
what?
Term.
You like that
like
term?
That,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, I won't, I'm not going to be neutered.
Are you going to do the weather?
Do you want to hear the
shark?
Do you want to hear that call that we made to the shark radio station?
Gonna,
that's a good one.
You're
going to
do sports? What are you going to talk about? You're going to talk about politics?
Yes, we should do that. This is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, one and all.
What's up, Jay?
Congratulations on your big change. I just want to say that my 14-year-old daughter is going to really love the fact that you're going to be on a full signal station.
Yes.
That way I can get her to, you know, stop hanging out the window with the tinfoil on the radio antenna. I'm driving to downtown Milford, and I can't. I always thought it was just I couldn't understand what LB was saying, but it turns out it was just static. So congratulations, one and all. It's a great move for everybody, so
right.
Way to go.
Thank you. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Andy?
I got a request to hear Spaz get the Secret Service called in on him.
Oh.
I don't know if we're allowed to play that. That still affects my life to this day.
It does?
I might have talked about this on the show or not, but I went to Washington last summer. And before I went, we tried to get into the White House. You know, like you have to send your Social Security numbers and all that stuff. And we were denied.
Of course, you were.
It's simply that I said some stupid stuff when I was a younger man that I probably should have rephrased.
Yeah. Well, it's the Secret Service. I mean, the only time that they're not paying close attention to things is when Bill Clinton is on a private jet flying to Lolita Island or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the time, they're focused on that.
You
kind
guys
of
can
stuff,
go. Spaz. Thanks. Yeah.
Those were the guys who got Spaz, right?
No.
Oh, we're not on the plane? Well, let's check out this guy.
I'll tell you what, though. It's very crazy what they know about you. So when you sit down with them, they know every single thing about you from when you were a kid.
Didn't the Secret Service sit down with you and say, wow, you watch a lot of porn?
That's when I got home, and they were going through my house, and the guy was in, I had my computer in my basement, my area, and
area.
The guy looks up from the, at the time, it's one of the big screen old computers, he looks up and goes, you watch a lot of porn.
You watch a lot of porn. You're like, yes, I do, sir. Hello, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Jeff?
How are we doing?
What's going on?
So, my thing is, my conspiracy theory on the switch is Tom Brady was going to leave the Monday mornings with the WEEI.
Yes.
And you said, I can save this.
Yep.
And they brought you over.
Yes, that's what happened. This was all at the behest of Bestie. Yes.
Hillman,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Buddy.
Correction, Jeff. Yeah. Greg slung a bag of softballs over his shoulder and said, I can save this.
Just another great sports moment that I was involved in. Just saying.
Yes,
I know I didn't
Spaz.
Say anything, but I was holding the mic.
You were holding the mic in the kitchen of the hotel.
Mm. Probably one of, there have been many great moments on this program. The interview was phenomenal, and I know that what happened prior wasn't on the radio, but Greg... shoulder bumping or arm pushing people out of his way to ensure that he would get backstage because he got the velvet rope thrown in front of him.
Mm.
Security
yeah.
telling him he can't get back and some annoying lady from some other program telling me, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the Hillman bumps his way in.
Well,
it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
All right. Well, we're reliving the 28 years that the show has been on. We will relive the Trump interview and whatever else you want to hear coming up in just a few moments here on the Monday Hillman Morning Show at WAAF.
The WAAF Word on the Street.
Tonight, the Bronson Arroyo Band are playing pregame at the Lowell Spinners. Coming up tomorrow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWE SmackDown Live takes over the DCU Center. And on Wednesday, Hart is at the Xfinity Center. And that's the Word on the Street, brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Serving those who served. For more details and info, log on to WAAF.com.
Appearing at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors, Sunday, August 4th, WAAF presents Killswitch Engage. And Clutch. And don't miss special guest, All That Remains. Sunday, August 4th at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors. Tickets on sale now at eventbrite.com. And don't miss Papa Roach, Saturday, August 10th at the Palladium.
Dunkin' Go-To's are your go-to deal. You can get a great deal on two of your favorites for $2, $4, or $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
This is Dale, director of the Northeast Men's Clinic. Here's Ken to share his story.
A year ago, I was driving to work and I heard a testimonial. Here it is a year later, and now I'm making my own testimonial. The Northeast Men's Clinic really does work, guys. So over 2 years ago, I just noticed that I was constantly tired. It really affected my work. It affected my family life. It affected my workouts. I am a pretty big individual. A lot of people would look at me and would never think that I had low testosterone. The Northeast Men's Clinic helped me. They really care about each individual. You can tell the first minute that you walk in. Since I've been taking the treatments, I have a lot more energy. I feel a lot more focused, and I no longer need energy drinks to make it through the day. If my story sounds like yours, don't hesitate to make the call because it will make a huge difference in your life.
We help Ken. We can likely help you too. Call us 617-793-5000 or visit northeastmensclinic.com.
Mitsubishi.
This is Kevin Mitchell from Mitchell Mitsubishi in Danvers. Every day, I hear nightmare stories about car buyers that purchase low-quality cars from even lower-quality dealerships. Just because you have bad credit doesn't mean that you have to settle for a bad car. Right now, during the credit amnesty event at Mitchell Mitsubishi in Danvers, if you have $500 down and you make at least $2,000 a month, you can be approved for a brand new car starting at just $13,900 with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Most importantly, you'll have peace of mind knowing you and your loved ones are safe in a quality vehicle you can trust. Come see me, Kevin Micho, during the Credit Amnesty event at Micho Mitsubishi on 114 in beautiful Danvers, Mass., just minutes from Saugus, Linfield, and Boston. Call today, drive today, 978-774-4040, or apply online at MichoMitsubishi.com.
Micho Mitsubishi.
Here's something people don't work into their vacation plans.
I'm with Bob, president of J.N. Phillips Auto Glass.
A broken windshield.
Ugh.
You don't have to give up a precious day of your vacation. We'll send a mobile van to wherever you are.
Even the Cape and the vineyard?
Absolutely. When you're at the beach, the golf course, campground, we'll perform the safest, most convenient replacement possible while you enjoy your day.
Just call 877-AUTO-GLASS.
Or visit jnphillips.com, because there's a lot more behind your windshield than you think.
Wagner Motorsports at 700 Plantation Street in Worcester is the enthusiast dealership. Right now, get a free Bell Eliminator helmet and a Revit Pillin jacket when you purchase from the Husqvarna Street Model lineup. Or get yourself a free X14 helmet with the purchase of select KTM 390 Dukes. Financing as low as 0.99% for 60 months is available. So call today at 508-581-5950 or visit WagnerMotorsport.com. Wagner Motorsports, 700 Plantation Street, Worcester.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $5.99 meals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out to see what they could find for $5.99. One bought six goldfish. Ooh. The other went to Subway and chose from 3 6-inch meals with a 21-ounce drink, chips, and a cookie. With options like the barbecue rib, cold cut combo, or Black Forest ham for $5.99 each, any choice is a winner. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Would you like to earn more from your checking account? Then check out Lemonster Credit Union's free high-interest checking. When you're a member of the LCU family, you're somebody who deserves free checking that pays you interest. Stop by your neighborhood branch or visit us online at lemonstercu.com to open your free high-interest account today. Lemonster Credit Union, you're somebody. Member MSIC, federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ray, buying a new car can be stressful.
Not at MidState. We will work with you one step at a time throughout the whole buying process.
What can somebody expect when they walk into MidState?
A relaxed, fun atmosphere. We care about our customers and want to get you into your dream car.
MidState really takes the stress out of buying a car, huh, Ray?
That's right, Danielle, and that's why we are the best, most fun place to buy a car.
MidState Auto Group, 810 Washington Street, Route 20 in Auburn.
I'm attorney John Heyman. Summer is here, and for motorcyclists like you and I, it's time to enjoy the open road. As a member of the motorcycle community for over 30 years, I know no matter how safely we ride, accidents happen. So if you've been injured, call 1-800-HAYMAN or visit my website at haymanlaw.com. Remember, if you've gone down, we'll pick you up. I'm John Heyman, and that's my promise.
This summer, Planet Fitness is offering the Teen Summer Challenge. Now through September 1st, teens can get their sweat on in a healthy way and work out for free at Planet Fitness. See club for details.
When you find yourself by the grill and someone asks you how you like your turkey dog cooked, you let them know you like it cooked on the fourth Thursday in November, smothered in gravy with a pumpkin pie chaser. As for right now, you'd like to sink your teeth into a juicy KM Natural Casing Frank. Like any other self-respecting summer barbecuer. Come on, eat a hot dog. KM, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
This is retired Sergeant Major Scott Germain. My family and I support ClearPath for Veterans New England and their mission to support transitioning veterans and their families. ClearPath has teamed up with local agents and Safety Insurance to help local veterans at their resource and wellness center. Safety Insurance policyholders can join us in saying thank you to our veterans by making a $50 tax-deductible donation to ClearPath for Veterans, and in return, will be rewarded with a 5% discount off their Massachusetts Safety Auto Insurance premium. Get rewarded at safetyforvets.com. That's safetyforvets.com.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Target Drive Up is the world's fastest Target run. It's like a pit stop without those tire changing noises. We bring your order right out to your car door. Just choose Drive Up in the Target app, and when you're ready, drive up, and we'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of sunscreen? Drive up. Time for a new grill? Drive up. Need some floaties on your way to the pool? Drive up. Just order what you need, and we'll have it ready whenever you are. It's easy and free with no minimum order. Drive up, and then drive off. Target run and done.
You like beer? You like baseball? Both happening at the same time? Craft beer, delicious craft beer, maybe from Wormtown Brewery, Sam Adams, Harpoon, Three Cross, Spencer Abbey, Carlson Cider, Sweetwater. That's just a few of the brewers who will be at the Baseball Draft Craft Beer Night at the Worcester Bravehearts. And they play all their home games at the beautiful Hanover Insurance Park at Fitton Field. That's just off of 290. You can get right off there, get right to the park, take advantage of their free parking. The beer event starts at 5:30, so get there. And when you buy your beer ticket, you get 15 tickets, good for 3-ounce samples. You get live music. They will have food there available. And then the game starts at 6:35. Don't worry, the beer beer keeps going through the game also. And like all those breweries I mentioned will be there. I highly suggest Carlson Cider too, one of the best ciders I've ever had. So get your tickets now because it's Thursday. All right, so go to WorcesterBravehearts.com or you can call 508-438-3733. That's this Thursday, the Draft Craft Beer Night at the Worcester Bravehearts. The beer part starts at 5:30. Game starts at 6:35. It's presented by Greater Good Brewing of Worcester.
It's Monday on the Hillman Morning Show. And we want to remind you that when it comes to ridiculous news, we are your number one source.
I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news. Now, I've already done one of those today, so what's the other one gonna be, huh?
Now, back to today's Hillman Morning Show.
Well, the last week of shows for this show and in its current makeup on this station, and it's 8:45. I got to give away tickets. I'm way behind when it comes to giving away tickets, but the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is rolling on, and we are giving away tickets for the biggest shows of the summer. That includes Slayer at the Mass Woo! Mutual Center on November 8th.
Slayer and Primus.
Yeah. I'm so going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that could be an afternoon thing for you guys. You can go out there, do a broadcast, and LB can punch you.
In the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LB can get his rascal and head into the mosh pit and mosh on the rascal.
Right, they'll kick me over.
Yes. So if you're the seventh caller right now, 617-764-9223. You will be able to win those tickets. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. You know, speaking of music, there's been a lot of great, amazing live music on this show over the last 28 years.
You bet.
And this week, I was thinking of replaying some of it and doing it at a specific time every day. So at 9:05 this morning and every morning this week, we will play a live in-studio cut from a band who played live on this show. And there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it is ear moth stuff. But I think we have, if we don't hear John Waite playing Missing You Live, then a part of my heart is never going to mend.
One of the best performances ever, and all of it spurred by Greg getting rejected. So I want to thank, was it Melissa Philbrick or was it Aaron?
No, I believe that.
Camerato?
Was that Karin Murato?
Yeah,
I believe that was Karin Murato on
Thank you, because that never would have happened unless it was for you.
Let's see. Here's a text. We covered this earlier, but since I don't start on the new station till July 29th, several of you are wondering if I get another week of vacation, and that's not what's going on. I'm gonna work on the new show from Nantucket.
I'm not going down on the slow ferry, so you better have a seat on the jet for me.
This is Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi guys, what's up?
What's up, Amanda?
So I was an AAF sales assistant back in 2008. You guys were my first job out of college.
Yep.
So I wanted to thank you for all the professional advice from everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you?
I'm glad you filtered out the bad parts.
So how are you doing on your keg stands?
I think this is this Amanda Giovino?
Yes, Mrs. Gio in the house.
Oh, hey girl, hey.
How are you?
What's going on?
Well, what are you doing now?
I got two little Geo offsprings in the car right now.
See, that's the way it goes.
What's up, Hannah? What's up, George?
You're a mom. Well,
so, you know, I met I met my husband working for you guys, so I just wanted to give a big thank you.
All right.
And, you know, it was like, I call it my mullet job. Business in the front, party in the back.
Oh, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
no,
there's awesome. Been there's been some of that. There's been some of that.
No.
Yes. All right, well, say hi to Mark. Say hi to Mark for me, too.
I will. I wish you guys the best.
All right.
Thank you.
So, I want to replay a little bit of the interview with the president, the current president, which occurred on this show many, many years ago. Spaz is here hanging out, and I believe Spaz somehow arranged this interview. This goes back quite a bit. Due to Spaz's chicken scratch writing, we're not sure which year, but it is of interest that I asked Donald Trump at the time whether he would ever like to be president. And he gives a somewhat interesting answer. So we'll take a listen to a little bit of this Donald Trump on the show years and years ago.
Sorry to cut in, guys, but Donald Trump is on the hotline.
Well, I believe Trump is an employee of NBC, I believe. Mr. Trump.
How are you?
How are you?
Well, you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, Iraq.
I know. Uh-oh. You're not a guy who's in favor of what we're doing over there.
I'm not a Bush fan.
No, which I can't believe. I mean, you got so much dough. How can you not be a Republican?
Well, you know, the economy works well both ways, and it works badly both ways, frankly. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. The war is a total catastrophe.
It is?
It has been from the beginning.
You think it's right for NBC to and the New York Times to call this a civil war now?
I mean, well, I don't think it matters. I think it's irrelevant what you call it. It's certainly a mess. They should just call it a mess, not a civil war. It's worse than a civil war.
Right.
I was reading today Tom Friedman in the New York Times. It's sort of interesting. He's got an interesting description. So I don't think it matters whether you call it civil war or not. We're beyond that.
Why don't you run for president?
A lot of people have been asking me, but I'm just enjoying what I'm doing between the Learning Annex and all of these speeches that I'm making for the Learning Annex.
There's no money.
There's no money in running for president. Well, you get all sorts of regulations you got to follow. Yeah.
Have you seen his TV show? Why trade in politics for the hotties you got coming on in front of you all day long?
Well, I've had a good time, and you know, The Apprentice became the number one show on television, and the Learning Annex is crazy. What's happening there? We have thousands, tens of thousands of people showing up to these Learning Annex speeches that I make, and we have a lot of fun with it. And that'll be great on Sunday. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Now we will put a plug in for that. And
that's how long ago it was, Greg. Donald Trump was doing motivational speaker tours
for the Learning Annex.
The Learning Annex.
Another business.
Right. Right.
I mean, he's no different. He's no different now than he was then with the self promotion, is he?
Yeah.
The man can find a way. He can find a way to plug anything at any time.
$150K a pop.
Let's skip ahead and go to him talking about Ivanka dating Tom Brady.
Okay.
If we could.
All right.
Isn't Ivanka dating someone famous now? Who's she dating?
Well, she's got a lot of different guys that are after her. She's beautiful, and she's a very beautiful, smart person.
How was that? Do you keep now? What is Donald Trump? You keep the loaded shotgun. How was that when she started dating a little?
Well, I'm not thrilled about anybody. You know, I mean, it's very rare that I'd be saying to her, you know, but she's got her own taste, and frankly, I probably hurt the case if I go in and like somebody or don't like somebody. I probably make it worse. She'll do the opposite.
Donald, didn't you want her to hook up with Tom Brady?
Tom Brady's great. You know, Tom Brady's a good friend of mine. He's a total winner. You know, Tom Brady is A1 as far as I'm concerned.
And are you ever going to get into sports ownership again? Would you ever go down that road again?
Well, I had a team, and, you know, I do a lot of sports. I do a lot of boxing, I'm always involved in sports. I own golf courses all over the place, great ones, and you know, so I'm always involved. But, you know, sports teams, you look at a guy like Bob Kraft, who's done such an incredible job with New England. You know, the team is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Tom Brady is there, and you have a team. But, you know, it's now, even with the new team, and I'll bet you they win or come close to winning it all. Hopefully they'll win it all. But Bob Kraft is a great friend of mine, and I just really respect the job he's done, team. But I look at how hard you have to work to do that, and I have so many other businesses. Plus, generally speaking, sports teams are not too good in terms of an investment.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but he owns several golf courses.
And they're great ones.
And they're all great. They're all fantastic. And then I believe in this clip from this interview with Donald Trump from many years ago on this show, He addresses gold diggers.
How does somebody like you decide when you meet a woman? And obviously you're married, so you're not.
You're meeting, hired.
You're very happy. but previous to that, how would you decide that it wasn't a gold digger that you were meeting?
Well, you never know. You never really know. But sometimes it's whatever it takes. Sometimes, you know, as long as you're not going to marry her, almost what difference does it make?
Right. but then the upside for you, Don, is that even in divorce, it's like the gamblers, you know, guys that make money gambling are the guys that can double down until they.
Right. It doesn't matter if he pays her or whatever.
You know what? You know, you marry a chick, you got to get divorced, you cough up, you know, 10, 15 mil, and you say, see you later, right?
Well, one of the things I do say, and I very strongly at the Learning Annex and elsewhere, is you have to have a prenuptial agreement. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Now, I happen to have gotten lucky. I have a wonderful wife. But you never know in life what's going to happen. And I talk about having prenuptial agreements, and it's very, very important. And it's very important towards success. I mean, I've seen people destroyed. You know, look at poor Paul McCartney. I mean, this poor sap with his, you know, wife suing him for $400 million. What did she do? She made his life miserable. That's what she did. She destroyed the guy. She's even destroying the image of his previous marriage. You know, everyone thought of Paul and Linda so happy. Now she's going around saying he beat up Linda. He's terrible. He was a horrible husband. You know. And this wonderful marriage, one of the few marriages I used to think, oh, that isn't that nice? They had such a good marriage. That's been shattered also. So, you know, she's been a total disaster. And he didn't have a prenuptial agreement because he was stupid. And he didn't have and now she's looking for $400 million.
Doesn't that make you sick? That's just sick.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So you think everybody, even a regular Joe who's not Donald Trump, you think they ought to have a prenup?
Not necessarily. I think it's certainly good to have one if you're even a regular Joe. Because, you know, I've seen regular Joes. I have people that work for me and they make salaries.
Yeah.
And not at the highest level. They make just salaries and they get through, you know, they go through a divorce and they never have money because they're always shelling out all their money. And in some cases, the wife remarries wealthy people and they still shelled out all the money. You know, it's like, it's a crazy situation. So, generally speaking, you should have. But if you're going to be successful, you have to have a prenuptial agreement,
so
or you can't be successful.
So basically, don't get a prenup if you have no ambition or are planning on winning.
Yeah, if you're a guy with no ambition that's never going to make money, don't worry about the prenup. You have bigger problems.
Well, there he is. That's your president.
Yep.
Love that guy.
He sounds so relaxed there. All he had to do was be rich.
I know he
at that point in his life.
There was no pressure. There was no pressure on him.
Yeah,
not that he thinks about what he says now anyway, but he didn't have to think about what he was saying. All right. There you go, Spaz. For those who say you never brought any value to this program, you did book Donald. You did book the future president of the United States.
You were gold.
My favorite thing is they just have salaries. You have a salary? That sucks. You bum.
All right. Well, we're continuing with some of the content that you've heard on the show over the last 28 years. This hour, by the way, Danielle, is brought to us by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepting donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS.
All right. And I want to say hi to Lauren, who just won the Slayer tickets as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm, like, shaking. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, see, you
I've been listening to that forever. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You got these tickets. Who are you going to bring?
My husband, or I might give them to him, take a buddy, I don't know.
All right, well, good. Well, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it, Lauren.
Thank you. I love you guys. I wish you all the best.
All right, thank you. All right, so more tickets to give away next hour. I'm going to play a live in-studio performance next. We're going to go back a little bit for that, and we'll continue with the last week for this show with this group, with this configuration in just a minute.
Your concert station, WAAF, wants to send you to the biggest shows of the summer.
Are you ready?
It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019, featuring Iron Maiden, Papa Roach, Korn, and Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Aerosmith, Queen, and Adam Lambert. Knotfest, including Slipknot and Volbeat, The Black Keys, Lenny Kravitz, The Who, and more. We're giving away a pair of tickets to a different show every weekday, every hour, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Plus, get bonus chances every weekend. Just listen for the WAAF tour bus to roll out. When you hear it, be caller 7 at 617-764-WAAF to score your pair. Be a part of the Summer of Rock, powered by Solar Wolf Energy. Learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. From your concert station, 107.3 WAAF. Find more info at WAAF.com.
I don't think it's a big secret that Greg has pretty much watched almost every piece of television-related content on every channel, on every network that's basically ever been produced.
Almost.
Close.
I'm almost there.
Very close.
I watch a lot of television.
You do.
I do.
Now, Greg is a bit of an anomaly, though, because how many of you are paying for these big cable packages and you don't even watch most of the channels, right? You subscribe to the basic package because you want the local channels, and then you want a couple of the other premium channels. Now you have to level up. It's another $100. Before you know it, you're spending a ridiculous amount of money. I'm here to tell you about Sling TV. With Sling and an HD antenna, which, by the way, you can get for free when you prepay for 2 months, you get a complete entertainment solution, so you get to keep the TV you love, but you don't have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.